CRTV.
Drug abuse is still a pressing concern in secondary schools in the country. This disturbing phenomenon has been prompting the Minister of Secondary Education to urge the education community to be on the watch out and tackle this malpractice head on. In today's viewpoint, Sally Ebenyoki says that drug abuse must be dealt with the utmost seriousness in the school milieu because it negatively affects the sanity of the entire education system.
It cannot be said enough. Drug abuse within secondary schools in Cameroon has escalated into a serious concern. The problem is no longer confined to a few isolated cases, but has become a widespread epidemic affecting many schools across the nation. The accessibility of illicit substances and insufficient preventive measures have created an environment where drug use is increasingly normalized among students. This widespread issue undermines the core mission of educational institutions to provide a safe and supportive environment conducive to learning and personal growth. The effects of drug abuse on students are profound and multifaceted. Academically, drug use impairs cognitive function, reduces concentration, and deteriorates academic performance. Behaviorally, it leads to disruptive conduct, increased absenteeism, and strained relationships with peers and teachers. Psychologically, students may face anxiety, depression, and a diminished sense of self-worth. The cumulative impact of these issues does not only hamper individual student success, but also disrupts the overall learning environment, creating a less effective and chaotic educational experience for all. For teachers, the repercussions are equally telling. Educators are on the front line facing the challenge of managing classrooms affected by drug-related issues. We have heard reports of students committing violent acts such as stabbing their peers and even teachers under the influence of drugs. The stress of dealing with students who are under the influence or struggling with addiction distracts teachers' ability to teach effectively. From a broader perspective, the ramifications of drug abuse extend beyond the school walls. They affect families and society at large. Parents experience emotional and financial strain as they grapple with their children's substance abuse issues. The broader societal impact includes increased crime rates, high healthcare costs, and a potential decline in economic productivity due to a compromised workforce. Addressing drug abuse in secondary schools requires a comprehensive and empathetic approach. The Minister of Secondary Education's call for non-corporal methods of discipline on students caught with drugs is a crucial step in the right direction. Corporal punishment, which often exacerbates existing problems, fails to address the underlying causes of drug abuse. Instead, restorative practices that foster a supportive environment where students can address their issues constructively should be prioritized. Focus should also be on counseling services that provide critical support for students struggling with addiction by offering pathways to recovery and reintegration into the educational system. Prevention programs, including awareness campaigns and peer education, are essential for equipping students with the knowledge and skills to resist drug use. If these measures are effectively implemented, students will experience improved academic performance and better behavioral outcomes, leading to a more conducive learning environment. Teachers will benefit from a more manageable and focused classroom setting, enhancing their ability to deliver quality education. Families will experience less emotional and financial stress, while society will gain from reduced crime rates and a healthier, more productive workforce. The urgency of addressing drug abuse in Cameroon's secondary schools cannot be overstated. By adopting non-corporal disciplinary methods and implementing comprehensive support systems, we can mitigate this crisis and restore the integrity of our educational environment. The path forward demands collective action, empathy, and a commitment to creating a safe and supportive space where every student has the opportunity to thrive.
So Sally Benye-Nyoki, editorialist.